This is my first time to preach in English. I see many of you had grown up from the children's ministry to the young adult ministry. So today I'd like to share the message is question family's essence. Everyone, we have a home. Home is a heaven of love and a refueling station in our life journey. In the Psalm 46:1, it says, God is our refuge and strength. It's a very present help in trouble. During our lifetime, we have many, many different troubles, different hard times. But every time when we encounter this trouble, we find someone is near me. That's the faithful Lord. So Jesus Christ is always around us, even when we are in deep trouble. Psalm 128 is very short, only 6 verses. How about let's read the verses first. And when we read, please pay attention to the block word, which is the key word. So we can go back to like 3,000 years ago when the these poets, they write this. What's the purpose they want to write this, and to whom, and how we can accept this blessing from these 6 verses. Can we start read these verses? Okay. Blessing is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His way. When you eat the fruit of the labor of your hands, you will be happy and you will go well for you. You will be like a fruitful wing within you. Your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for though shall the man who fears the Lord be blessed. The Lord bless you from Zion, and many you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all those ways of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful during this Chinese New Year, January the 6th, we can review this Psalm 128. Please speak to every one of us, because we need your word, need your guidance, need your love, and need your surrounding us, especially when we are in trouble. When we need you, you will always be there. We thank you for your faithfulness and your love. We pray in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. From these 6 verses, I noticed that verse 1 and 4, he repeated fears and walk in his way. This means first thing and the foremost important thing is how our relationship with the Lord. The secondly, we see the verse 1 and verse 2 and the verse 4 and the verse 5. It mentioned 4 times, blessed, be well, blessed and blessed. All these blessings are from above. So we have to connect with God. Then we can accept this blessing from the God. So the presence of God is the important thing we have to understand. And then the promise came. So from the verse 5 and 6, we can all see the promise of God appear to us. So from this analysis, we can understand how this poet wants to say to us, to each one of us. Okay, let's see the first point. Fearing the Lord and walking in His way, these are two essential elements for a happy family. Am I in the happy family? If not, then we can go back to see if we have the faith and if we do what He said. Not only to understand the God's word, the most important thing is to practice. If we learn something today from the Psalm 128, please don't live in the church. Church don't need the Bible. We need the Bible. We our home need the Bible. So please bring this word back home and practice with your family members. Okay, first thing, fearing the Lord is our faith. Then we walk in His way, which means to practice what we have learned today. It's our foremost important thing to have the behavior. Not only we hear the word, we believe this word, but important thing is to practice this word and upholding this word. So this is the four most important things you have to remember in your heart. Faith also requires practice. Those who unite knowledge and action, through grace of the Lord, we can do four things. First, to investigate things and extend our knowledge. Everyone know AI, right? Have you tried to use AI? Have you tried the Gemini 3? Have you tried the DeepSeek? So all those questions, whatever you have, you can ask them and they will answer you. Is this answer satisfied? So we first investigate things and extend our knowledge. Then we can cultivate sincerity, rectify their heart, and then cultivate themselves, regulate our families. Then we can go up to govern our states and bring the real peace to the world. Do the world have the peace, the real peace? We can hardly see, because still there's a war around this world. So we have to pray that when Jesus is coming again, this world will change. You don't believe He'll come back? Anyone believe Jesus will come back? Please raise your hand. When He'll come back? You don't know? That's a good answer. Because Bible didn't say it. He will come like a thief. But we have to be alert. Because when we are not aware of, He will arrive. And when He arrives, the whole world will change. Okay. This one verse said, faith without the works is dead. Anyone know which book is this from? James, good. And what? James, what chapter, what verse? No one knows? Okay. 2:17. So James, the book of James, talking about faith. But foremost, the important thing is not only you have the faith, you have to practice. Practice our faith is our life journey. In each one of us, in the church, in the family, we have to set up the God song in our home. This is the real source of our happiness come from. So remember this, fearing the Lord and walk in His way. Not only that, for each Christian, everything is guided by God. And so we have to have a reasonable plan. A Christian is not living one day, just one day. We have to have a good planning. We just stepped into 2026. What's your goal? What's your planning for this year? Now we have entered the February. So what's the important plan in your heart for yourself, for your family? We have to have this strategy to have a good plan. We are not only doing one day and one day. We are not, the Christian is not an aimless life. We have to have the concrete aim where we are going. And then we can follow Jesus' step to lead us to go on. I know many of us here is singles. Can you raise your hand if you're single? It's not yet. Okay. Because you are all very young. Okay. This first half is for the singles like you. So before marriage, how can we prepare ourselves? First, we need to understand God's will. So you need to find a partner who is pleasing to God first. It's not because he's so handsome, he's so rich, he's so knowledgeable, he knows everything. He knows how to play AI. Those are important, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is that he needs to please him to God. And then you can attend some of these workshops, like a premarital education seminars, or before you get married, you have the one-to-one premarital counseling. Those are very important. Maybe you have getting along for a few years, but do you really know him, know her? So someone on site, the third party, they will help you to really understand his background, his family origin, and what's his goal. No goal? Then you have to stop. If you want to marry a man or woman without a goal, just do one day and a day, then you have to be careful. Okay? So this is the before marriage, we have to learn something. During the marriage is even more important. You have to nurture your marriage in three things. First, you two share the responsibility. Second, adjust your value, the sense of value. We have everyone a different sense of value. What he's looking for, what he's searching for. So do we have the life goal? So we have to learn it's not to change the other party, to change yourself. In China mainland, I have done this counseling for almost 20 years. Most of the young men, they like to do is to change the other party. Is it easy to change the other one? It's a miracle. If you can change him or her, it's really hard. We have a Chinese saying, 江山易改,本性难移. I don't know how to translate this. Thomas, you can translate. It's really hard to change anyone. So maybe it's easier just to change yourself. How we change ourselves to fit in this new relationship, this new family, and then you two can come together to construct a new family. So adjust your sense of value and life goal. But first thing is to change yourself, not the other party. The thirdly, you need to learn to be independent, self-reliant, and mature. Okay, do you think you are mature enough? Good, someone knows hands. I like your confidence. Okay. So during the marriage, the number four is to be faithful to your relationship. When we get married, a pastor or the elder, they administer your wedding. What he's asking, do you love this girl or love this man with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your power, until death apart? And what do you say? Yes, I do. This is a commitment not only to you, each other, also to God. So this is a very, very important commitment, because you are setting the wall in God. So you have to be faithful to your partner, the relationship. The number five, then you can learn to grow in God's love and grace. And lastly, you can enjoy the abundant blessing from this marriage life. Thomas, how many years have you married? 35 years? Wow, that's a long time. And Joyce, we have married, I think this year is 46 years. But I really praise God that God gave us a lot of learning curve. Because every stage, I have learned a new lesson. As long as you learn, you will be improved. Okay, secondly, he said, when you eat the fruit of your labor, you will be happy because everything will go well. So the first thing and foremost important is to have a legitimate career which can support your family's all kind of needs. This one says the man is the economical pillar of the family, while women is a spiritual pillar. So men are the material pillar of the family, and the woman is even more important, is emotional pillar. Some people say women is like a climate forecast. It's so brightly sky, and then come with a cloud, and then raining, and then storm. It's not funny. Okay. If you really know how a girl's emotion change, then you know you'll be happy. Otherwise, you'll be suffering. Okay. So when men provide a financial security for this family, with this, we can learn the women is more important because they use the pure emotional and tender love. So he will be the spiritual, moral, and the emotional pillar of the family. So women is more important than the men. Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So when we are all the new men and new women, we have to learn three things. First thing, we need to learn to be independent. The secondly, we need to take on our own responsibilities. And then thirdly, we can together form a new family. Please raise your hand if you are married. Are you happy with your married life? Any complaints? Any enjoying? Oh, there's many different tests. Some really enjoy, but some are suffering, and some try to escape. Why? Isn't he or her, she is the one you are looking for many, many years, and you think he's the one, he's the best. So you choose him, choose her. How come you couldn't walk, continue this world? So what kind of trouble are we enter? So this is a very important thing we have to consider during our lifetime. When we enter the marriage, we need to change. I just mentioned to change yourself, not to change the other party. How you change yourself? From three things. First, let's change ourselves from immaturity to real maturity. Secondly, we all receive many, many grace since we are born. So when we accept the education, from the 6 years old up to 22 years old, the family provides everything we need. Although that's free, but those are from the love from our parents or from our family. So now we have grown up, so we have to learn how to give, not only to take. The third thing, the English is good, so not only just think yourself, because you only think I, you will lead to illness. But you also need to think the other party, what they need. So think we together, so it will be the well-being. So from the illness to well-being, you have to change your concept. So a couple, you have to learn the other party, what they need, not only just what you need. So when you notice what she needs, what he needs, then you can fulfill all his needs. Then you are in the good shape. So secondly, how you know you are mature enough? From three things. The first, the age-appropriate behavior, the ability to take responsibility and admit mistake. When things happen, you are not satisfactory to the other party, you just apologize first. Not to argue that I'm right, you are wrong. Then you will be in the war, never-ending war. So just accept the mistake and apologize. Secondly, we have to understand the other party, how they feel. And we also need to control our own feeling. Even a woman, their emotional change is very open, very rapidly. But we have to learn how to adjust ourselves to accept. But on the other hand, the women also need to control their emotion. So this ability to adapt to each other is to let us to accept and change ourselves to fit in the relationship. So this is a lifetime learning curve. Fourthly, possess the ability to make decisions. Although every decision we made is not always correct, they may be wrong, but we just take the consequence and then change. Fifthly, have the ability to appropriate discipline yourself and learn how to respect each other. Lastly, learn to be your positive thinking, optimistic, and proactive. Because these three things, they will help you to really change yourself. Don't think you know everything. Don't think you are the best. Don't think you are not defeated. We have to learn how to change ourselves before we can learn something new. Okay, thirdly, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children like an olive plant around your table. If you're a painter, you can draw this painting. It's so beautiful, right? Everyone surrounding a round table have a dinner, and we can explain how things happened this today, and then how we have learned everything today. So the atmosphere is so good. The first thing is you have the virtuous and the kind woman to be your wife. Then you two can teach your children to be a godly descendant. Every time when we counseling the couple, especially when your children reach the teenagers, it's like your children has changed into the demon in your house. Because everything you said before, he always said, okay, good. Now he learned one thing, no. He just against all your will, all your instruction. Then what can you do? Because this is a learning curve. Every youth, they have to encounter and they have to overcome this hurdle so they can go to their real understanding how life can go on. Okay, the Proverbs 22:6 said, training up a child in the way he should go, and even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Even when I'm reaching the 70 years old, I still do things wrong. I still learning something new. Because the lifetime learning curve, everyone has the one. So we have to learn. How do we teach our children to be the godly descendant? First thing, husband and wife to be united in heart and mind. Actively work together to build a Christ-centered family. So the modeling is important. If the couple is still fighting each other and don't forgive each other, and then the family is kind of like a war room. So what your children can learn from that? They will bring this to their new family. So the modeling is very important. So let's raise our children and descendants of the devout faith, loving kindness, moral character, and the refined taste. It's not easy. Because even now, we are still learning. Because our children now have their own children. So when we face the grandchildren, there's another lesson we have to learn. It's very different from how you raise your children. Because your grandchildren, it's not really not your children. It's your children's children. So that's very different. So when you teach your children to be godly descendants, in this family, we can learn many things. The father is kind to his children. The children are respectful to their parents. And the siblings are harmonious and affectionate, creating a joyful and a vibrant atmosphere. A perfect illustration of the saying is called harmony in the family bring prosperity. In Chinese, 家和万事兴. Chinese is reading from right to left. So let's see how this five verses can teach us. Huh. This first thing is to manage your household economically and frugally. We have an old saying that you will not be poor all your life as long as you learn how to save. Maybe in American culture you don't understand this, but in Chinese we know. Because you don't spend the last penny of your own. You have to save and save and save. So when one day when the economy is bad, like right now we are getting into a not so good economy, all the big companies, they are laying off people, and all the college graduates cannot find a first job. So these things happen the whole world, not only in the United States, not only in China. It's happening everywhere. If you don't have a saving, then you are in big trouble. So we have to understand how to manage our household economically and frugally. Secondly, we have good relationship, so the harmony will bring good fortune. So thirdly, all this will go well with you if you follow the last two. Then the fourthly, successful career. The lastly, the prosperous and the thriving. So these five things, if you don't really understand, you can take a picture and go back ask your parents. They will explain better than I do. Let's see the last point. Behold, for so shall a man who fear the Lord to be blessed. The Lord bless you from Zion, and many you see the prosperity of Jerusalem and all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. So from the last we can learn three things. The first, I saw a vision of the development of God's kingdom. The thirdly, we share blessings from Zion. Then we can all receive the real peace, be with the children of God's kingdom. So to raise children is not easy. First, you have to change yourself, and you have to be in one court with your spouse. We two on the same line to help your children. This is very important. So how we can enjoy the blessing from Zion in God's eternal will? In Chinese, it's very interesting. We put two things together, Fu Qi, means you have to get a luckiness, you have to suffering. Understand what I say? So we have to learn here is how we can enjoy the God-sent happiness without the suffering, the mistreatment. 怎么样可以享福而不受这个气? That's what we have to learn from our new family. So let's all pray for ourselves to have some unique wisdom how to learn to just receive the blessing from God, but not suffering mistreatment. There are many blessings in the world. They are surrounding you. But only one kind of the blessing, they will never befall you. The blessing that surrounds you without entangling you come from God. Those who are blessed by the Lord will not have sorrow added to our blessing. Oh, these are very, very important. So you like to have the blessing surrounding you, not before you. In Psalm 16, he said, the pain of those who have acquired another God will be multiplied. We have entered the college. We have learned all kinds of courses. We have many, many different choices. But one thing you have to understand, not to set up those invisible God in your mind. Once I have conquered a young man. He just graduated from college. He said, "Oh, congratulations, you have finished your college. So what do you do the next?" He said, "Oh, that's simple. I just want to make the first million before I'm 35. Wow. Do you have this kind of wish when you graduate from college? Is the making fortune, to get rich, is your lifetime goal? But there's many, many young people, they want this. Is that more important than we have God in our mind? So this is the question we have to bring back home. You think yourself. So who's the real boss in your house? We know every family, we have many have this plaque in the living room. 基督是我家之主. Once I have been invited to a family, the couple is fighting real hard. Even before I enter the door, there's a plate. It's flying out. I know this in the Third World War. Very, very tough. But when we want to hand this 基督是我家之主, the plaque in our house, do you really surrender yourself in front of God? Or you think you are capable of doing everything, you can solve all kind of trouble, all the problem yourself? Timothy Keller, anyone know him? Good. This is a very small booklet. It's called The Meaning of Marriage. He said, in Genesis, the Bible starts with a wedding. It's Adam and Eve. The lastly, in Revelation, the Bible also ended with a wedding. There's Jesus and his body, you and me. So rebuilding the relationship between God and his people, that's his main focus. How we can build up our relationship with God. How we can start over from today on. We know how our faith can help us and help our family, help ourselves, help our children. This is very, very important. You have to bring back home and then think about it. When God's tabernacle was on earth, there will be no more sorrow, crying, pain, and death. Everything will be renewed. So the new heaven and the earth, the complete realization of the kingdom of God happened. Most important thing is in the Revelation 21:7. Can we all read together? The victor will inherit these things. I will be his God, and he will be my son. This is every Christian we are looking forward. So we know Jesus is coming. He will come back. When? I don't know. But I have to prepare ourselves and to prepare his second coming. So what can we do? You say, wait a few months. I haven't really prepared myself. Can you come back later? We have to prepare every moment as best as possible. Because he will come like a thief. The thief come to our house, and they will say, "Hey, I'm coming. I'm still your house." So when the Lord coming, it's just like that. There's no precaution. There's no signal. There's no forecast. But we have to prepare ourselves for his second coming. That's very important. So marriage is ordained by God, governed by his commandment, and blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's just like two spiritual partners. When we support each other in our growth, we can strive to become the image and the likeness God has really designed for each one of us. What is the image and the likeness? We can go back to original speaking. The imaging means you possessing a magnificent appearance like that of a God. The likeness is possessing the same rich inner qualities, like God's style, taste of the God. So we have to learn how to be likeness, like God, from both sides, the inside and out. So from the image and from the likeness, then we can cultivating, we can learn to be like God every day. Henry Cloud, this is a pastor I admired. He has a very short book. He said, if you really change, the change will heal us. The real mature life issue consists of four characteristics. First, from today on, rebounding your relationship with your family. Secondly, we have to learn a new word called a boundary. The couple, a man and a wife, have to learn what the foremost boundary he has. So we respect the boundary, so we won't fight and quarrel every day. The thirdly, let's throw out good and bad. So you have to accept him or her. All these things, good or bad. No one is perfect. Abraham said that no one in the world is perfect, including you and me. If we are not perfect, then we have to learn how to be perfect. When can we be really perfect? When? Never be perfect? When the Lord's coming back, everyone will be perfect. That's his promise. So we have to learn becoming a real adult, the maturity. So the four things, if you learn and if you really want to change yourself, they will heal us, heal our relationship, and will help us on the road. This is our family. The left side is our son, and my daughter, he married Andrew. And they two really love children, though they have five children. The Jeremiah is 14, and Sabina 12, and Madison is 10, and Gideon is 9, and Benjamin is 7. I'm so happy that they all have the Christian name. And this is the picture we are taking from the Avignon Province friends when we attend our niece's family, the wedding there. Okay, let's have a review what we have learned today. First thing, for each Christian, everything is guided by God, and we should have a reasonable plan. Secondly, have a legitimate career as a support to our family. Thirdly, when you choose your spouse, you have to learn a virtuous and a kind woman. That's a good choice. And teach your children also to be the godly descendant. The last, you will see the promise from God. You will see a vision of the development of the God's kingdom in your house. And then you can share blessing from Zion. Lastly, you will see the peace be with all the children of God's kingdom. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you can have the Psalm 128 to teach us how to construct our new family. And we know we are many singles today. We have to look for the better half. We have to construct our own family. Please let us learn from this psalm how we can prepare ourselves, how we can learn to construct a really pleasing, God-pleasing family to honor you. We thank you and we pray in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you for suffering, 忍受我的这个英文